man, it's been a long time since we've heard that. Hello, I am Dave McVeigh, and this is Tech Actually, episode 93 for the 17th of July. Wait a minute, 93?
It makes sense if you think about it.
Or if you don't think about it. All right, let's explain very, very quickly. Let's finish the introduction. Tech Actually, episode 93 for the 17th of July, 2010. I'm Dave McVeigh. I am joined by Josh Philpott. How are you, Josh?
Tired. Very, very tired.
All right, you'll explain why in a few minutes. And Shane Gregory, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Okay. I'm pumped.
You're pumped. We're back. What is the Lethal Weapon quote? We're back. You're mad, you're black, I'm mad. Anyway, the point is that Tech Actually is back. We did talk about this for the last couple of weeks, that we were going to break the show, the main Geek Actually show up, and break it up over the three different shows. Here we go. We're starting. The episode numbering is in continuation of Geek Actually. So we've gone from Geek Actually Tech episode 10, this elusive show, to Tech Actually 93 to bring it in line. If Marvel Comics can change their numbering of series and middle series, so can we. And the reason why we're keeping continuity on numbers, of course, is because we're fast approaching our 100th episode. And we didn't want to lose that by changing the names. So we're keeping continuity. Okay, Josh, tell me why you're so goddamn tired.
I'm so tired because I have been supporting a charity event which has been happening since 6 o'clock last night. I showed up at about 8, and my slot was from 10 till 4 in the morning. We were doing a marathon of Borderlands, which is raising money for Child's Play. And so I managed to get home at about 5 o'clock. And
now you're here.
And now I'm here. It was tiring, but it was for a good cause. We managed to raise, well, is there $16,000? Sorry,
$1,600 so far.
No, we are now up to $19,000.
Wow, fantastic. So, and this is for the Children's Hospital, is that right? Mm-hmm, yeah. So everybody, the address is very long, but if you go to rawdlc.com, and there is a link right there for it to find out everything about it and all the information. We've also got a link on Geek Actually, but you don't need to go there. Just go straight to rawdlc.com and look for the Borderlands Marathon event and find out. They're still going on. What time do they go till?
They're going until Sunday. I don't know the exact time Sunday, but I think it might be, well, if it were 48 hours, it'd be 6 o'clock.
Oh, so for our audio listeners, you've missed it. But for our live viewers, now. Go now. So
what do you mean? Yes.
Audio people will get this on Monday. We may actually, because this is the very first episode on this and we are trying to get everything reestablished, if I have time, we'll try and get this episode out today. Just for the first one, even though it's supposed to come out on Monday, just so that, because this event is going on. So we'll see how we go. It is for the Children's Hospital, and if anybody is a regular listener of Geek Actually knows, I have a very soft spot for the Children's Hospital with everything that Nikki went through. So, yes, give. All right?
Yes.
Definitely give. Okay, now, God, a dedicated tech show. We are on a schedule, and we must keep to a schedule. So, now, what are we talking about today? I think our conversation is going to be dominated by Apple because they had an event this morning, our time. I take that back. It wasn't an event. It was a press conference. All right. Now, Apple doesn't do this. Apple doesn't just call press conferences like this. This was a very short notice press conference about the iPhone 4 antenna issue. It's very, very razor focused as to what it was. It was a half hour press conference, and then he answered questions afterwards. And we will come back to that in our major topic at the end. So let's run through some news really quickly, as you know, we always like to talk about the week in tech news. Some of the things that we're going to talk about very quickly. Actually, before we do that, before we hit news, let's just address this feedback here. I got this last night, and he is in our chat room. So let's address this right now in case he has to run off to work or something like that, because we can address it. This Snake, this is for you. All right, so Snake Oz, or Matt, has sent us an email basically saying, "Hi, Dave and Josh," and I assume he means Shane. Default. He probably didn't know you were going to be here. Now, just to explain about the new scheduling, because we're recording this now on Saturdays instead of Wednesdays, so Shane may not make every show, but he's got a standing invitation.
Yeah.
He is one of our co-hosts, and he will be here every Saturday he can be.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. All right. So, this is back to the email. Now that you both have had plenty of time to play and use your iPads, are they worth it? Well, Josh doesn't actually have one, but he plays with them at work all day.
Oh, yeah.
I'm asking as it's my birthday in 3 weeks. Happy birthday. And my wife said, if I really want one, she'll get me one. That's the same card I played with my wife, by the way. All right. I do want one, but not sure if to wait for the next gen ones to get the camera and other features, which I've forgotten. I also do want one, but not sure if to wait. Skipped a line here. Could be thinking about the new features on the iPhone 4, as I don't get a lot of chance to look and play with one. My local JB always has a million kids playing with them, and not a lot of them except for iBooks that catches my attention to warrant using it more than a couple of minutes. Yes, I know I can install all the good apps when I get one to make it fun to use, but is it worth waiting? One of the main reasons to wait was to get the front-facing camera to use video on Skype. Now, let me just make it very clear. Never once, ever, in any official statement or unofficial statement, has Apple ever said they're putting a camera on this iPad?
In fact, hasn't Jobs in an interview said that he's not interested in putting a camera?
There's no need for one on it. The front-facing camera is the iPhone 4, not the iPad. Yeah. Okay, so let's be very clear. We sit there and say, should I wait so I can get all the new features? We have no idea what new features there are. The iPad has only been out a month. So as far as Apple is concerned, this is current technology. They have not specified ever what will be in a future iPad. Why would they? In fact, Steve Jobs in the announcement said today they never talk about what their next advances in technology are, because then people won't buy the current technology. All right. We'll come back to that concept in a second. But let's just continue on here. It says, but I read now that you're going to be charged to make and send calls and messages when using the iPhone and iPad. Well, you're not for the iPad, because iPad's not a phone.
Yeah.
Okay. You're not being charged for any calls. There's no phone. Okay. Even when it is connected via Wi-Fi, the Skype app page on iTunes for this. See the Skype app. That's Skype. That's not iPad. Skype is going to charge for calls, it doesn't matter whether you're on an iPad, an iPhone, or your computer. If they're going to charge for calls, they're going to charge for calls. It has nothing to do with the iPad. So not sure whether to wait or get some new games, DVDs for my birthday, or the iPad. Your thoughts would make this decision easier. And then he goes on to some personal stuff, which we will leave off for the moment.
I'd like to start with that one.
Sure.
Snake, straight out the gate, you've got to decide whether or not it's something that you would actually regularly use. Because, I mean, like, the big thing about the iPad is that it's basically, as we've said before in the show, it's meant to be between your computer and your phone. It's like your netbook. It's the thing you use when you're on the couch. It's the thing you use when you're walking around the house. Is this the kind of thing you're going to use? Do you read a lot of web pages, you know, while sitting around?
Let me counter that by asking, Snake, do you have a netbook?
Yeah, even better.
Do you have a netbook? Because if you have a netbook, this is going to replace your netbook. Okay? It's not meant to replace your laptop. It's not meant to replace your phone. That's not what it's for. It's that intermediate device. Personal experience. I use my iPad every single day. I have 1, 2, 3 full-fledged computers. Yeah. I have a iPhone 3GS, and yet I still use my iPad every single day. Why? Because quite frankly, it's a pain in the ass having to get my laptop out every time I want to check a web page or something like that. I have it sitting in my lap, basically. It doesn't heat up. Its battery life is goddamn phenomenal, far superior to any netbook out there on the market. The thing is, I swear, I can go 2 days without charging it.
I would like to counter that by saying the Asus has an 11-hour battery life. So
let's test it. Let's test it. But anyway, the point is that it's fantastic for doing all that. It plays games like a son of a bitch. I play games on it all the time. I use it constantly. I have some really great apps. I'm a big comic book reader. I've been reading the hell out of comic books like crazy. It is an amazing comic book reader. It's an amazing ebook reader. I highly recommend it. And I would actually say to you right now, my personal opinion on anything to do with technology, never wait for the next big thing.
No.
Because if you do that, you will always be waiting. Because no matter what comes out, there's always something better around the corner.
Well, it's not there's a fine line that you should draw between buying something because you want it to be the best, and there's buying it because it has a practical purpose. And you should always favor the practical purpose thing. Because,
absolutely.
I mean, technology will change. It might change 5 minutes from now. It might change 5 weeks or five months.
Exactly. And from a practical point of view, I use my iPad as my diary, my phone book, because it has all my contacts and everything. It has my full diary. The diary app, the iCal app, is phenomenal. Mm. I use it for email. I have all my email accounts going into it. It's all on push.
Ustream looks really good on
Ustream. I actually watched the first episode of DLC on my iPad while I was making my birthday cake. So, you know, Ustream app works really well on it. Skype apparently works very well. And if you have the camera connection kit, which looks like this, by the way, we have one here. This is the camera connection kit, these two little pieces. Mm. This one has a USB dock on it. Basically, if you plug that in and then plug in a USB headset, apparently it works. I haven't tried it yet. So you can actually use a Skype headset. No, there's no camera on it. But you know what? Here, look, honey, I'll take your picture. it's a little bit big for that anyway. Yeah. And as far as video chatting is concerned, this is why we have phones. This is why we have our iPhones and stuff to do that. I actually think it is a fantastic product. But really, it does take to go in and hold it and play with it and have somebody show you some of the coolness that it can do. Okay? Mm. Because until you actually hold one in your hands and actually start playing with it, it doesn't resonate how fun this thing is to play with. Mm. You can talk about it all you want, look at all the pictures you want, but until you actually play with it, it's a different experience once you hold one in your hands and you go, wow, and see how fast and smooth that screen slides and how fast and smooth things actually happen and how easy it is to use the big on-screen keyboard. You know, it really, once you start playing with it, it really is quite something. Anyway, further notes, Shane?
I was just going to say, it looks as though, like, Snake has said no, he doesn't have a netbook, so if I was him, I would take it into strong consideration to just go down and have a hands-on play with it.
Mm. Absolutely.
Get some hands-on time with it, but you've seen what we've had play and done with it, and it's a lot more than you'll get out of most stores because they only have about 15 apps installed.
Yeah, what you can do, the best store, sorry guys, but the best store I've actually played with the iPad because it was the time when I finally committed to buy it because they had some cool-ass apps on it was to go into a genuine Apple store.
Yeah.
If you go into a genuine Apple store, they've got those things loaded for bear, and they've got some of the seriously expensive apps kicking on it as well. Yeah. And as soon as I started playing with the Marvel app and stuff like that, I went, oh, I'm sold. Yeah. I'm done. You know, it's like I bought it that afternoon. He says here, as he said in his email, he may have been getting confused with iPhone 4. iPhone 4 has some really amazing features. Yeah. We're going to talk more about that in the second half of the show. I will say that Australia finally does have a release date for the iPhone 4. It was announced this morning in the announcement. July 30th, the iPhone 4 is coming to Australia. Now I just need to get in touch with Optus.
Oh, one last thing I was just going to mention as well is another good reason why a lot of people will like the iPad is basically Apple's OS always gets updates all the time, and can we say there's thousands of new apps that gets created every single day.
Funny you say that because the iPad got a software update last night.
Yeah. Mm.
So, which apparently fixes video freezing on some video, and apparently there was some Wi-Fi connectivity issues. Apparently it's fixed that as well. Mm. So just to let you know, there was an iPad update through. If you've got iTunes, just push the patch through. It'll go through automatically. Northy has basically said, feels even faster now that after iOS 4 slowed down your 3G. Well, I would have actually said if you use a 3G, don't put iOS 4 on it, but you didn't ask me. The iOS 4 really only benefits the 3GS and, of course, the iPhone 4. The other phones just aren't fast enough for it. The iPhone 3G gets some limited stuff. Josh, you've got a 3G with iPhone 4. What do you think?
It's fucking awful. No, I'm sorry.
It's a good thing I put an explicit tag on this show, isn't it?
Well, no, dude, I can't put it any other way. Like, as an example, we sat there, me and Nathan, last night, as he pressed the message button on his phone, we clocked 25 seconds before it opened.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no, it is awful.
Wow.
Do not do it.
Yeah, if you have a 3G, don't put the iPhone 4 update on there. It's not worth it. It wasn't designed for that phone. I use the iPhone 4 software on the 3GS, as does Shane. Mm. We have no problems. Mm. No, it's fast. It works. Yeah. It's good.
Absolutely, dude. And it really is only that. And because mine isn't used as a phone, I use mine in airport mode because it's locked to Telstra and I'm not a Telstra customer. Only thing I really notice it on is web browsing. Web browsing has become a painful experience. It used to be so fun.
See, and now it's really fast on the iPad. Anyway, that's the difference between the two phones. Apparently, Northy, if you go online, I don't have the details on this. I've only heard it in passing, but apparently there is a way to roll back the OS. on the 3G. Now, I don't know the officials on this, and we can look into this, and if we find it, we might even put it up as a post on geekactually.com. Mm. I think there is a way to roll back to iPhone 3. And I think that could be a good public service announcement without jailbreaking, by the way. I think this is an official rollback. So we will see if we can find some information about that. Just be aware, though, that if you do roll back to 3, there is all the software updates are now going through for all the various apps on the App Store, and some of them now don't work with 3. Mm. They require iPhone 4 because they're using things like multitasking. So it's a bit confusing. It's all it's a problem when you're changing between systems. Anyway, all right, so with that letter out of the way, I hope we helped you answer that at quite great length, actually. I hope we helped you answer that, and I actually do recommend them, but I can understand why people wouldn't want them. But that's completely up to you. Doll nipples. Let's talk about doll nipples. we do, actually. If you remember, last week on the Geek Actually episode 92, we talked about Victoria Buckley, and we talked about her doll that she uses to advertise her jewelry in the high-end jewelry store. And Facebook removed all her pictures because they said that it had nipples, and nipples are bad. Well, and here's the doll, by the way, if you want to see the doll again. It's got a fresh picture for you, Josh. There you go. So there's the doll, looking even more provocative than before. Apparently, Facebook has turned around and said, okay, well, your pictures can come back. I'm sorry, we made a mistake. It was an overreaction, and we shouldn't have done it. And all I could think is, too little, too late, dude. So we're starting a new campaign. We're starting it today. Anybody who listens to this, and you know what? We'll start once we start getting submissions. So if we don't get submissions, it's not going to happen. But all I can say is, if it doesn't happen, who are we going to blame? Okay? Geek Actually is going to start a desensitizing program for the Australian nation and for the rest of the world, we hope, to prove, as Josh and I said last week, boobs are not evil. All right? Boobs are not evil. Boobs are good. Boobs are not evil. If, you know, men have boobs, we have nipples, women have nipples. Why is it that we are so hot under the collar about a woman's boobs? It is unbelievable. I don't understand. For me, quite frankly, it's just a boob. Who cares? And so we are starting 101 nipples in 101 days. And we are asking you, the fine listeners out there, to submit your boob and nipple. And we will display it on the site.
It only be chicks? Because I'll give my nipple if you want.
Well, the problem is that men's nipples aren't controversial. But if men want to submit their nipples, we'll put them up. But they don't count towards 101. Okay?
Damn.
All right? But men are allowed, by far, go ahead. If you want to submit your nipple. Now, you do not have to show your body. In fact, we don't want you to show your body. We don't want you to show your face. We don't want you to give your full name. It'd be nice if we had some initials to put under it and maybe the city you live in, so that we can at least identify locations, so we can see a demographic of where this is happening. But all we need is a snapshot of your boob or boobs with nipples exposed, and we will use you as one of the days, 101 boobs, 101 days. We're going to put them up on the website, one each. Oh, actually, I don't know if we'll do them as 101 posts or if we'll actually create a page for it. I think we'll create a page for it, and we're just going to put these boobs there and prove to everybody that boobs aren't evil. Boobs aren't bad.
Nope.
And it's going to get us put on the censorship filter, and it's going to get us put behind various firewalls because people will say...
next year when they actually come out?
Not that censorship filter. I mean, you know, things like the Telstra ones and the McDonald's ones. And it's going to get us blocked right, left, and center. But you know what? I will even submit letters to anybody who blocks us. I've already done it to Telstra. Okay? I will send letters to anyone who says, how dare you block this? On what grounds, and I will even fight it. So get your boobs sent in. Feedback. Oh, no, not feedback. Wrong show. GeekTech at geekactually.com. GeekTech at geekactually.com. Send your boobs in right now, and we will start that page. As soon as we have a couple in advance so that we make sure we have a bit of leeway, we're going to do 101 boobs in 101 days. All right? So there you go. There's our desensitizing program, and we're going to start this as of this week, we hope, get those submissions in. All right. Now, and this is worldwide, by the way. This is a problem worldwide, so we're going to issue this worldwide. Okay. I don't understand, Josh. I don't understand. I don't understand. Why are women so obsessed by Facebook? According to a recent study, one-third of young women check Facebook before brushing their teeth or even going to the toilet in the morning. Men do not have this ratio. Apparently, women would prefer to do Facebook than have sex. All
what?
Right? What is with Facebook and women? What is going on here? It says, in all, a study showed 63% of respondents use Facebook for networking. Nearly half said they had no problem posting photos of their drunken selves. 79% are fine with kissing in photos posted on Facebook. 58% use Facebook to keep tabs on frenemies. Keep your friends close, keep your enemies closer. 50% are fine with being Facebook friends with complete strangers.
50% of people.
50% of women. This is all women. This is all women. Okay? I don't understand. Apparently, 37% of women have fallen asleep with their phones in their hands while Facebooking.
37%.
Wow. Get a life, girls. I thought men were bad with this. I thought men were obsessive. My God. If you are a Facebook addict, send your email to us at geektech@geekactually.com. We want to hear your story. All right? We want to hear why it is you are so obsessed by all of this.
Maybe it's because they're starting to integrate Facebook into makeup kits or something.
Can you imagine? You have a compact. You flick the compact, it's got a little Facebook screen. Yeah,
and you can't update, but you can see the status changes. Move up across.
And there you go. There's genius. You have a little compact. You flip it up. In there's a little LCD screen and a little webcam. So it still gives you video of you so you can do your makeup, but has a little feed next to it. All right, there you go. Some smart person out there, get to work on that. There's a concept for you.
Oh, it'll sell too.
It will. Oh, man, will that sell.
Oh, dude, all you'll have to do is put a Chanel symbol on it or something like that. Boom. Every woman will want
and one. And encrust it in jewels, right?
There you go. Terrible people.
Hello, ladies. All right. But guys, we are getting one step closer to Minority Report. You know, we talked about the interface, the computer interface with the hands.
You mean another step closer.
As I said, we're getting another step closer. Yeah. Now, Tokyo is actually testing at the moment digital advertising billboards that scan you as you walk past. And they scan you for male, female, you know, various ages, blah, blah, and they target the advertising to you.
That's really scary.
That is really scary. So we're getting a little bit closer to Minority Report.
It won't be long until the advertising starts calling your name.
Yeah. Well, that's what happens in Minority Report because it's scanned. Yeah. All right. Google, we should put this in war news, but we won't. But Google, apparently, CEO Schmidt has basically said that Apple has been rewriting history just a little bit about the whole smartphone issue and saying that Android has actually been in development for years. And Steve Jobs basically saying that, you know, Google entered into their market space and blah, 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 whereas Android had actually been in development for years. And maybe Apple is rewriting history just a little bit. Do you think there's any bad blood between these two companies at the moment? Just asking, just putting that out there. Yeah. But, you know, it's a far cry from the photo of them having coffee together.
Yeah.
To them now at each other's throats again. Yeah. So, and another slap in the face for Google was on the latest iPhone 4 update that just came out yesterday. They've added Bing as a search option.
Oh, wow.
It's not the default. Google is still the default, but you can now select Bing as a search option. Now, from Apple to put Microsoft Bing onto their product, that's a serious smack in the face. Mm.
That's intense, man.
That is intense. Oh God, guys, look. We're nearing the zombie apocalypse. All right. Why do I say we're nearing the zombie apocalypse? Because scientists have started to inject nanoparticles into worms. That they heat up, and by heating them up, they reach a certain temperature, which causes the automatic reflex of to step back from heat, which makes the worms change directions. So they can actually steer the worms using these nanoparticles. They're talking about possibly using nanobots in humans to be able to start. What could possibly go wrong?
What could possibly go wrong with mind control?
What could possibly go wrong with this? I don't see any problem whatsoever.
Why are we allowing research into mind control?
I think the concept is in nanotechnology. I think it's just that they're kind of playing. It says here that they're working with their minds at the moment. The next, they'll be starting to work with the whole animal.
Brilliant. Oh, fantastic.
We always wondered how the zombie apocalypse would come about. Yeah. Now we can actually see it. But it doesn't matter. Because the world is coming to an end. in 27 million years. All right.
27 million years, huh?
Yes, apparently, according to scientists, they have now actually worked out with 99% certainty they can predict when the next global event will take place, which will wipe out all life on Earth as we know it. And because looking at over history and over all of the global events that have wiped out life as we know it, they've now worked it out that it happens every 27 million years. So it's still a ways off, but they know exactly when it's coming. It's going to be... Do we actually have a date here?
Did we find out what it was?
Oh, we don't know what's going to happen. We just know it's going to happen.
Well, I think that's kind of useless, because unless you're going to tell me some sort of... some sort of information on how you're planning to destroy me, then I don't really...
It says here we're supposed to set our clocks for 16 million 2010.
Oh, well, there you go.
There you go. And we'll be certain to
I'll put it on my phone.
We'll be certain to end the world on that date.
I'm going to be skipping through a couple of years, so just give me a sec.
Norty says, I don't care that Android is better. It's all about the iPhone. Have you seen that video?
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't care. It has an app that fucking prints money. I don't care. All right. We're going to wrap up our news section because we managed to catch up. See, I ran through the news so fast, we managed to catch up. Thank God. I thought we were going to run over. We're on tight schedules now. All right. So we're going to wrap up news with some Apple news, which is going to lead into our major discussion, which is Apple, which I find very ironic that our very first Geek Actually Tech show was all about iPad. And now our very first Tech Actually is all about iPhone. Do we feel like Apple fanboys? Maybe. We don't mean to be, but sometimes, let's face it, they got a coolness factor that can't be ignored. All right. Now, apparently, there is a class action lawsuit that is actually shaping up and has been given approval by a judge in America. They have granted a class action lawsuit as a monopoly lawsuit against Apple and AT&T. According to the lawsuit, it consolidates several lawsuits from late 2007, 2008, and claims that since AT&T was Apple's exclusive iPhone partner in the U.S. for 5 years, Apple had locked consumers who had signed a 2-year contract into 5-year contract with AT&T. Basically, locking them out of any choice. The lawsuit also complains that Apple drove prices up and hurt competition by controlling which apps the device owners can install. However, Judge James Ware of the U.S. District Court of North District of California dismissed claims that Apple broke laws when an update to the iPhone's OS caused problems with some iPhones and deleted programs users had purchased. So they dismissed that one, but they have locked in this monopoly suit. What do you think of that? Do you think there's a monopoly?
Well,
I don't. I think it's a bogus case.
I think, I have to agree with you, dude. Look, I mean, phone contracts, is there a point where, if there's very few phone companies, then monopoly will always...
Do you know what the biggest problem here? The biggest problem here is not iPhone and AT&T. The biggest problem here is the American phone system. We have the iPhone here, and it's carried on 4 different carriers.
Yeah.
England, it's carried on every carrier, The American phone system has this really stupid system where they have exclusive phones to lock off contracts to this, to that, instead of basically saying it has to, having an anti-competition consumer commission helps, where they basically say it has to be available to everybody across the widest body, America doesn't have that. So the problem here is the American system, not the iPhone.
Yeah.
The bottom line is it's not a monopoly because there is an alternative.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as I'm concerned, there's an alternative. If you don't want to be in the contract with AT&T, then you don't use an iPhone. You go get an Android phone, or you get a BlackBerry, or you get whatever. You know what I mean? There are options and alternatives.
Dude, yeah, and you know what? It's an unfair clause anyway, because, Apple only have, 3 phones, and 2 of them are essentially the same phone.
Pretty much,
And in saying that, it's like there are so many countries, even here, you can only buy certain phones for certain companies.
Exactly.
There are phones that are exclusive to that company.
Up until very recent, you could only get the BlackBerry on, I think it was Optus, wasn't it?
Then they've opened
it up since then. Yeah. But the point is that you're right. We have exclusive phones to exclusive companies because they buy the rights to that company.
Exactly.
It's not a monopoly. You just don't get that phone.
Yeah.
You go get the equivalent of that phone somewhere else. I think we... Moopy Doo says, did someone say Apple? Only about 5,000 times. Yeah, I just look at it and go, you know what? It's a phone, guys. Mm. It's not the end of the world. Not having the iPhone will not bring your life to an end. Mm. You know? And if you do want the iPhone, then the conditions of the sale of the iPhone in America are you will be on AT&T. Mm. If you don't like that condition, don't buy the phone. Mm. It's as simple as that. There are many other phones out in the market. I don't care.
I mean, I think basically AT&T is taking this to court for two reasons.
AT&T is not taking it to court. People are taking them to court. AT&T doesn't want to fight this.
Okay, so it's a people versus them.
Yeah,
so
it's a class action suit against Apple / AT&T.
Yeah.
So.
Okay, so they're taking AT&T to court basically to either prove them wrong or to get money out of them.
It'll be to get money, but history has always shown us that class action suits don't make a lot of money except for the lawyers.
Yeah.
Let's face it, everybody who walks away from this class action suit will probably walk away with $12. Mm. You know, yeah. And the lawyers will walk away with $500,000 or $1 million or $2 million or $3 million because they'll get the lion's share of this. Mm-hmm. Class action suits are a waste of time. Mm-hmm. The only thing they really do is send a message. And in this particular case, I don't think it's a message that needs to be sent.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I can understand a class action suit where the brakes failed on a particular model of car and it endangered lives and they didn't recall it fast enough. Then, yes, you want to get that car. You want to get it recognized as being a faulty car, and you want compensation for the fact that it was dangerous to drive. That's a very different situation to I couldn't get the phone or I couldn't get it when it wasn't on AT&T. I'm sorry. It's not a life-threatening situation, which brings us to the antenna issue, which is also not a life-threatening situation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And let me just say for the record, we're going to slide straight into our feature topic of this week, which, of course, is this iPhone antenna and this announcement this morning. Now, unfortunately, we couldn't get video for the announcement because in Australian time, we only got this morning. I did watch it, but the actual downloadable version isn't available yet. Mm-hmm. We will probably put a link up to this when it is available. But I can tell you what they said, basically, and I have quotes and scads of paperwork on this. Mm. All right, let's... History lesson. Let's just recap where we're at this point, okay? And correct me if I'm wrong on any of this. iPhone 4 came out, let's say this very clearly, 22 days ago. We're not talking months. We're not talking years. 22 days ago. Yeah. iPhone 4 came out 22 days ago boasting this new antenna system and blah, blah, blah. And at first everybody went, wow, it's fantastic. And then slowly we started to get reports of, oh, if you hold it wrong, you get lost bars. Yeah. Now, at first, we weren't even saying drop calls. We were just saying dropped bars, okay? The little graphic representation. Mm. Then some people started to report dropped calls. They started to complain to Apple. They started to write horrible things in blogs and stuff like that, basically saying, oh, my God, this thing's a lemon. It's not working, da-da-da-da-da. And it went on from there. Now, let's state this for the record, and I'm not being an apologist for Apple because we're gonna talk about the rights and wrongs of this situation, but... Let me just state for the record, in Apple's defense, every new piece of hardware is going to have some bugs to work through, okay? Some people have complained that the sensor for turning the screen dark when you put it near your head doesn't work on some phones. That's a bug. That's a software fix. That's not a crucial end-of-the-world thing, and it will be fixed on an update. Not everybody has that problem, you know? The screen had yellow spots on it when it first got released. Apple already addressed it. They said, wait a couple of days, the spots went away. What was that from? They were moving them so fast off the production line, the glue hadn't dried yet. Mm-hmm. All right? And as soon as the glue dried, the yellow spots went away. All right? Mm. Now, the antenna design is controversial. By putting the antenna on the outside, people have basically said if you grip the phone, you see the bars drop. Mm. Now, Apple was a bit slow to respond, or so the pundits have basically said. They're saying, oh, they should have responded sooner. They should have, you know, it should be a recall was one call. Should an Apple recall? No. Let's be very clear. The phone is not broken.
No.
All right? The phone is actually not faulty.
Nope.
Every smartphone's antenna will drop bars if you squeeze the antenna. So if you actually have a Nokia where the antenna is at the bottom of the phone, is actually near the bottom part, if you grip that part of the phone and hold on to it, the bars drop off. If you hold a BlackBerry RIM where the antenna is near the base of the back plate and hold that tight, the bars drop to zero. Every smartphone's antenna will do this, Okay, yeah. This is why when you buy some models of Nokia phone, and it's only Nokia I've ever seen this on, if you buy some models of Nokia phone, not all, but some, there's a little sticker on the phone that says, do not hold here, because that's where the antenna is, right? All right, that's the backstory. Now, Apple finally came to address this. Now, the tech blogs and everything went berserk over the last couple of days. Once this announcement came out that they were going to make this announcement, everybody started going, oh, what should they be saying and what should they be doing and blah, blah, blah. And in fact, a poll went up on Mashable that said, thank you for voting. It says, should they issue a recall, basically. Now, that's a very small graphic, and I actually have the results here somewhere. My notes are all out of order here. But basically, the vast majority of people said they should just give a free bumper away. The vast majority of people said, if they cover the antenna, the problems go away, right? So if you, and Apple sells this rubber bumper that goes around the outside of it, and if you put that on, apparently the problems go away, right? Because you're not actually making contact. And Steve Jobs made a point in the thing this morning, which was Apple, because of the tech pundits, has a bullseye painted on them. Because they know exactly where the antenna is because of the little breaks in the metal case, it's like they have painted a target on it. And so everybody holds it there, which is where you're not supposed to hold it because everybody's saying, see, if you hold it there, the bar's going down, right? So anyway, the point is that everybody says you can give a bumper. So what does Steve Jobs
say? It's that whole thing of like if you've got a wound and you're picking at it. You know, it's obviously going to get worse. It's like, yeah, guys, if you're going to put your hands there, yes, you are going to end
it's
up
like,
with...
doctor, it hurts when I do this. Well, don't do that.
You should probably stop that. It looks like it hurts.
Let's make a couple things. Now, I'm not an engineer, and I don't think either of you are either. So we're not experts in this. We are armchair critics.
I am.
We're armchair critics, and we like to give our opinions on stuff. But we know enough about tech to understand certain things. All right. Mm-hmm. One of those things that we do understand is that conductivity of an antenna will drop signal, okay? Mm. So if you hold it by the antenna, you're going to drop signal. Will that drop a call? Not necessarily. Mm. Now, the other thing that as technology people we understand is that we're in the digital age now, not analog. So what we also realize is that those little bars on a phone actually don't mean anything.
No.
They are a hangover from the analog days when you had to worry about signal strength. In the digital age, it's very simple. One or zero. It works or it doesn't, right? It's on simple. Or it's off. There's no signal strength problem in the sense of if it's a really, really low signal, it's going to... You don't have that anymore.
No.
It will just cut. It'll work or it doesn't. The little bars give you an indication of signal tower strength. But it's really, it could be two bars, on or off, to give you signal or not to give you signal. If you have one bar on a digital phone, you can still make a call, all right? So the bars don't mean anything in the great scheme of things. They are a placebo to make people feel like they're doing more. And so Apple just issued this fix on the iPhone that fixes the bars, all right? Apparently, they've actually admitted that their algorithm has been wrong. They didn't realize this, according to them. They didn't realize this, but the algorithm was wrong, and the bars actually were not a true representation of signal strength. It's been fixed in the latest update, okay?
Cool.
That doesn't fix the touching an antenna issue. Steve Jobs actually brought up a really interesting point in his speech where he said he has no proof of this, but this is his theory. And, and as soon as he said it, I went, makes sense. His theory was that when the 3GS came out, nobody noticed this problem with holding it the wrong way and having bars drop. Mm-hmm. It doesn't, by the way. He demonstrates, he has video demonstrations of all the major phones with the hand holding them and the bars dropping off on all of them, right? Mm-hmm. And the 3GS will do exactly the same thing. Mm-hmm. He said that the 3GS, when it came out, didn't change the design of the iPhone at all. So there were lots of cases already on the market, and evidence shows that 80-something percent of people who bought an iPhone 3GS at the Apple Store also bought a case. Yeah. So they had their phone in a case from the minute they bought it and walked out the door. They would never have seen an aerial or antenna problem because it was inside a case. There are no cases for the iPhone 4 yet because Apple hasn't issued the design, didn't issue the designs out in advance because they said that... traditionally, case designers can't keep their mouths shut. mm-hmm. about designs, so they don't give out information in advance. So the cases are coming. We'll have all these new cases coming soon, but it's a radical different design. It doesn't fit in the old cases. Mm-hmm. And so therefore, people are using these phones bare. Mm-hmm. And because they're using them bare, they're noticing something that they didn't notice that was in existence all the time, mm-hmm. but they're just noticing it now. All right, so what's the solution? What's the solution?
It's simple. Just wait.
Well, he's actually got one step better. Yeah, he agrees. The solution is to wait because there's going to be cases coming up. Yes, he admits that there is an antenna issue. Did they do it on purpose? One person actually said to him, Apple knew about this before they released the phone. Steve Jobs' answer to that was very simple. Bullshit. Mm-hmm. Right? As he's pointed out, they have spent $100 million on antenna technology testing rooms, the state-of-the-art facilities. They have 16 of these rooms that can actually test, and they have, what did he say? I think it was something like 16 PhD engineers, antenna specialists who work on this. He said they, in all good respects, this is the best antenna system on any cell phone in existence today, as far as he is concerned. Because this is a minor road glitch, right? Mm. Now, the answer to this is very simple. Apple sells a bumper. They sell this plastic bumper. They are going to give a free bumper to everyone who buys an iPhone 4. Everybody who has already bought a bumper for their iPhone 4 will be refunded. If you do not like your iPhone 4 and it is bothering you, they will let you refund it. They have no problem. They say, bring it back. We'll give you your money back. No cost. Done. All right? If you don't want it, take it back right now. Okay? They will also extend this offer and say that a free bumper will go with every iPhone 4 on sale until September. Mm. Hopefully by then, case manufacturers will be in full swing and everything. And then you can fend for yourselves. Or as he said, we'll reevaluate at that time. All right? Mm. The bumpers are actually kind of attractive. They look kind of funky. I'd actually prefer a leather case. But, you know, that's me. Mm. I like a leather case. I think it's a very reasonable thing to suggest. I think what you will find, my long-term suggestion on this is probably going to be they're going to microcode it. Somebody has actually said that if you put like a micron thick layer of plastic over the actual metal, that's enough just to cut the conductivity and you'd never even notice it was there. Right? Somebody online, there was one hack that actually said if you actually get clear nail polish and paint the antenna with clear nail polish, it solves the problem as well.
Well, there you go. So, look at all these things.
There's all these ways. You know, it's just because it is metal. And you know where the antenna is. People are holding it. Mm. What's our chat room got to say over there? What, have they said anything interesting? I've been talking so much, I haven't even been looking at them. So now you all get a free case and a free lesson on how to hold a phone. Yeah. Yes, Snake, that's right. Well, if you got a free case, you can hold it any way you like. Yeah. All right? Once you got the case on it, you can do whatever you like. I will be buying the iPhone 4. I love this machine. I love this device. I love this everything about it. I love its look. I have no problems. I do not doubt that if you touch an antenna, it's going to drop some bars on this thing. There is also one last thing I'd like to say on this, guys. And I don't know what you guys think of this, but I feel personally that the American technology sector, the journalists, technology journalists, need to move. Or they need to get some funding up because they are all in San Francisco. And San Francisco has the worst AT&T coverage of any city in America. And they're the ones who are jumping up and down, screaming, basically saying how bad the reception is. And all I can think is mom and pop down the road in another city don't seem to be having any problems. But they can't say anything because they don't have the power of CNET behind them or the power of Mashable behind them or the power of whatever these blogs are.
Yeah.
It's time to either put up or shut up. Fund AT&T to put some new towers up in San Francisco or move.
Yeah.
Obviously, San Francisco Basin is not good for cell phone technology. Rather than just sit there and complain about the phone, look at what the root problem might be. The root problem is AT&T for reception. Okay? Because if you absolutely monkey grip one of these phones in a high broadcast area, you're not going to lose your call.
No.
You're going to lose signal strength, but you're still not going to lose your call. You do that in San Francisco, you lose the call because the strength is already so low, right? So the problem here, I think, is the fact that the wrong people are jumping up and down. And there was one piece of anecdotal evidence that actually covers this, which is Jobs actually covered in his speech. He went to AppleCare, Apple's own warranty service, and he got the stats. And for the last 22 days, the number of calls regarding iPhone 4, the number of calls regarding antenna or reception issues was less than 1%. All right. So the average person isn't having a problem with this. It's the technology pundits who are having the problem with this. It's the people who write the articles and make the big noise about it. So I sit there and go, let's not lose. Problem with the technology pundits is they all live in this bubble. It's time to break that bubble and actually look what real people are doing with technology.
Damn right.
You know, it's about what real people do with technology.
I think the journos and stuff should just really get off Apple's case, because it's like everybody wants the perfect phone, and I don't think you will.
Well, I think the big problem here is that people just, I mean, because of the iPhone and sort of what it's brought the normal person and how simple it's been, and, you know, being the fact that it was this new touch interface, you know, there were others around, but it's done it the best. It's just, there was this cloud that I've never quite figured out that just figured the iPhone 4 would be the perfect phone. There would be, like, nothing
it's
wrong
like
with
nirvana.
It.
Nirvana.
Exactly. It's like we, like, I mean, I not so much with myself. Like, I mean, I knew there was going to be bugs, but there just seemed to be, the average person just figured that the iPhone 4 would just be, like, it would just have no problems. There would just be nothing wrong with it. It would just, it would work, and it would, you know, paint your house, and it would clean your, you know, everything. And it's like, guys, it's still a phone. It's still a piece of technology. It's going to have issues. Stop thinking it's going to be amazing before you've actually seen what it's capable of. There will always be one or two phones. Like, if you look back through history, I mean, you've had these phones along the way, like some of the early Nokias and stuff like this, that just were a perfect phone. And everybody at the time thought Nokia would never give us a dud phone because their phones were amazing. And now, Nokia's fighting a losing battle.
Well, look, there is not, I'm going to go out on a limb and I'm going to say there is not a single piece of technology available on the market that is perfect.
Yep,
all absolutely. Right? Everything will have its flaws. Everything will have good points and bad points. This is why we sell 17 different varieties of something. This is why there are so many different models of TV on the market. This is why there's so many models of computer, because everybody thinks they've got something else to offer. There is no one perfect solution. Moopy-Doo in our chat room has just said, Josh, you should look into the reality distortion field. Everyone within it will believe everything Steve Jobs says. Look,
I think you're talking about the I field.
And the reality distortion field is a concept that people have talked about. And yes, everybody goes apeshit in Steve Jobs land, where he makes announcements and everybody goes, oh, Steve, you're wonderful. And then afterwards, they kind of go, what were we cheering about? You know? And yes, I agree. This morning's conference was very different. This morning's conference, he actually looked fed up. He was kind of pacing the stage. He was kind of looking at the ground. He was kind of like, what do you want? And one of the points that he actually made was, believe it or not, we've been in this business for 34 years. Believe it or not, we actually want to please our customers.
Yeah.
We actually want to make the best product we can. That's what business they're in. You know, they want to make the best product. They want to make sure everybody is happy. It's not always going to happen.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, I don't know why there is so much hatred for Apple by certain sectors. And I actually put this out as a challenge to anybody. We'll read your comments online, or and we're about to do the housekeeping. We'll give out the voicemail number as well. But the point is, if you hate Apple, if you're one of those people who sits there and goes, oh, Apple sucks, I hate Apple, write to us or comment to us. Tell us why. I don't want they suck. I want reason.
Dude, I'll go further than that. Yeah. I don't want stupid comments. I don't want things that bag particular things that Apple do.
I want to know why you think it's an evil empire.
Yeah, exactly. I've said this to people thousands of times before. Microsoft was this way 5 years ago. People just want somebody to hate. I don't hate a company. I hate a device for what it does. There are parts of Apple I don't like. There are problems that I have with Apple, right?
Yeah, well,
but I don't hate their company.
No.
I say to customers every day at work, it's like Apple does what it does the best out of anyone else.
Yeah, look,
right?
And when Apple does something wrong, I will be the first there to basically say, look, they really screwed up in this
particular case. I was actually
talking
to a customer in store, and I won't rat on about this for very long, but I was saying to this customer, because he was a bit of an Apple fan, I said, yes, I agree with you. Apple is really good, and they've done amazing things, but the problem is they've built themselves a pedestal, right? And I don't think anybody really realizes it, but all it's going to take is one serious flaw in a product to absolutely demolish that pedestal.
Because yeah, and this could have been it if they didn't handle it right. So
exactly. No, no. And I mean, this is just like, this is shaky ground. This isn't what I'm talking about. All it takes is a major flaw, like something that is actually that big a problem, like something that is a design flaw, something someone overlooked. When that hits and Apple loses that perfect white look to themselves, they will crumble if they're not careful. And I'm just,
you know what, though? I'm wondering if their foundations are a lot stronger now, though, because they did almost crumble once before. You know what I mean? And the fact that they managed to drag themselves back up from
I don't know whether they have, man. I mean, we're saying that they've handled it well and they've done the best they can, but I don't know, man.
It hasn't hurt sales, though. And that's the thing. The iPhone sales are still going through the roof. And so you sit there
But it's more, it may not have hurt it from that respect. Like, people may still buy it. But it shocked the average person to think maybe that there is something.
We have an answer to it. Northy in our chat room says, I hate Apple because they take so much of my money and make girls less interesting. Dude, get out of the house more often. Hey, actually, you're not doing it right either. If you buy an iPad and walk around the street with the iPad, girls come up to you. Because they go, oh, is that an iPad?
Don't get them to get on Facebook.
Hey, yeah, Snake Oz says, date an Apple shop girl then, Northy. Then you'll have to get a girl into Apple taking all your money. And let me tell you, some of the girls working at Apple are hot. I had a sales girl the other day. She was hot, man. She was just hot. All right, anyway, that's beside the point. We're running out of time here, guys. We're going to have to wrap this up. If you agree or disagree with any of what we have discussed, and I'm sure there are many disagreements, and also remember, send in your boobs and send in comments about why you hate Apple. We want to know all this. GeekTech@geekactually.com, GeekTech at geekactually.com, or drop us a voicemail. Now, I'll bring up the voicemail line on the screen, I hope. I'm still trying to figure out the board. We've got a whole new board set up here, and it's all kind of out of control here. Here's the voicemail number. Okay, the voicemail number is 0280113167. That is the same voicemail line for all three shows, so make sure you do specify what show it's for. Keep it to less than a minute, and we'll play your voice online. We'll play it on the show so we can hear what you have to say. So remember, why you hate Apple, one question we're asking right now, and if you are a woman out there and want to help us desensitize the world and prove that boobs are not evil, send in your boobs. All right. You can get any sort of geek swag that you want at cafepress.com.au/geekactually. And we're going to put up a whole new range soon. We have new cover art coming.
And it is awesome.
Joss Spencer out there is designing us new cover art, and they are phenomenal. And I cannot
amazing
wait.
Amazing picture.
And we hope if they're big enough, we might even be able to make some t-shirts and stuff out of them because they're fantastic. You can follow us on our Facebook fan page, which is facebook.com/geekactually. And make sure, please, check out our other shows. We have Film Actually coming up right after we record this, and then we have the Geek Actually After Show. They're all on their own separate feeds. The feed details will be up at geekactually.com, or just search for them on iTunes. All the feeds are now active. So please check those out. And if you want to watch us live, of course, we start at 12 p.m., and we do Tech Actually, Film Actually, and then the Geek Actually After Show all in a row. And you can watch the whole thing in one go if you want to. Now, with all that being said, Josh, how do we find out more about you? Oh, you've got something to plug.
I've got something to plug.
Make it quick.
All right, cool. Well, very, very quickly, there is, I assume you're meaning the event.
The event.
Yes,
the event.
Okay, cool.
And the website.
Yes, yeah. There is an event currently happening. If you need any details, go to our website, which is rawdlc.com. The event is currently taking money for Child's Play, a children's charity. I did speak about it earlier in the show, but just quickly, it is going to continue on. So if you are watching this live, please go out there. There is a link on the live feed which allows you to donate. Any money you put towards goes towards charity, and you can also watch the boys playing Borderlands and possibly me later tonight.
And if you are on Geek Actually right now watching the live feed, you will find that link in a post on geekactually.com, yep. And that'll take you straight to the DLC. All right, so it's all right there happening right now. And while we're on that point, you also have Raw DLC.
RawDLC.com, that is our site. We also have our own show, which is DLC Live, which goes out every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Come check us out if you want. Other than that, just go to the site, click the RSS feed, and keep watching our stuff.
Fantastic. And is there anything you personally like to pimp?
No, but I want to say a big shout out. I'm going to be doing this on our show as well, but a huge shout out to everyone that has dropped iTunes reviews. You should do the same for Geek Actually as well.
I was about to say, the last thing we're going to say today is we need to get reviews on all three of these shows, because one of them is a brand new feed. And we need reviews to reflect the new types of shows they are. So everybody get out there and start putting reviews up.
Absolutely.
For all three and DLC, because they're also a new show. So let's get reviews on iTunes for all of that if you can. It only has to be a sentence.
Yep.
Cool show, loved it, whatever. Yep. Doesn't matter.
We've got three of those one-liners, and each one of them is really, really nice, and we've got 12 reviews on the show now. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah, so if we can get reviews to all these shows, it'll be absolutely fantastic because it'll help push us right up the ranks. We've got to get these shows, in particular film, actually, because it's a brand new feed. We've got to get it up into the new and noteworthy, otherwise it'll just disappear into obscurity. So let's get that up there as fast as we can. Shane, anything you want to pimp?
Yes, if you'd like to find more about me or drop me a line or anything, my name is on Facebook, Shane Robert Gregory. I also work on Raw DLC. I'm the tech guy for Raw DLC.
Hey, now. Fantastic. And just remember, because you've mentioned a personal Facebook page, we do actually ask if anybody wants to friend anybody, one of us or our guests who give out their Facebook, make sure you mention that you heard about them on a show, because otherwise it's just some random person and you may get rejected. So just put a little note saying I heard you on the show, and then you'll probably get accepted. Okay.
Cool.
You can also follow me facebook.com/Dave McVeigh, or of course facebook.com/geek, actually, which is actually my preferred method because that's where I always am. You can also follow anything we do on twitter.com/Dave McVeigh. And on that note, I think we're going to get ourselves out of here. We got film actually coming up here in the live feed. Now I've got the board is all over the place. Okay, here we go. Now I'm ready. All right, guys, we'll catch you all next week.